This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real good. CJ, great to talk to you. Malia, did you see the forecast for today?
It looks pretty nice. I think we're closing the office, right, CJ?
Are we? That's news to me. See you guys.
Yes. Bye. You guys could get like a retractable roof or something like they have at AmFam. Oh, my.
That would be great.
That would be very cool. It's a great day, and it's a great day to think of all the possibilities when it comes to retirement and retirement planning, all the great things ahead. And, of course, if you've got a question, as mentioned, love to get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Got an interesting show ahead. We're going to talk about inheritance. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, one of the really cool things that goes on weekly on the program is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, no exception. Going to have a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot a little bit later on in the program with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. But before we get rolling on this week's topic about inheritance, let's take a look back at last week's conversation and do the Kloss Quiz Question Week and answer to that show.
Yeah, so last week we had a good conversation about ideas when you go to retire, if you should consider moving to other maybe warmer climates after tomorrow. Everybody will be thinking about that. And also considerations about taxes and what that might look like for yourself. So last week's question was, name one state that does not have a state income tax. And so we had listed several of those, but some of them include Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, etc. So you can look those up. There are actually 9 U.S. states that do not. We actually had a winner last week with the same name as the winner the previous this week. His name is Gary, but this time it's Gary of Fitchburg. So if your name's not Gary, don't bother calling in today because only Gary can win, I guess. But yeah. Congratulations to him to be our winner for last week. Listen carefully today and you might win.
Another fantastic opportunity to win a great prize. Don't forget as well, if you missed any part of last week's program, or we know on sometimes Thursday mornings, you're going to be jumping out of the car, grabbing that coffee or other things pop up. Maybe you missed part of the program. Don't forget, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right at the website, klossfinancial.com. So today we're going to be exploring what happens when you suddenly find out you have an inheritance. And I'm sure there's a lot of ins and outs, those nuances to understand about this stuff, isn't there?
Yeah. So when you learn that a loved one has passed away, obviously it can be a stressful and emotional time. And for many people, there's also the reality that they may have inherited some money. And of course, while you would be grateful for that, it can also bring its own share of kind of stress and guilt. So let's just kind of start with some statistics as it relates to inheritances. So the Federal Reserve Board's Survey of Consumer Finances reports that approximately 1.7 million households receive an inheritance each year. Now, the amount will vary as to how much someone would inherit, but in 2018, so 4 years ago, the Survey of Consumer Finances found that the median inheritance in the U.S. was around $70,000. Now, in another study by United Income, they found that the average retired adult today, between 60 and 90, leaves behind a total inheritance close to $300,000. Now, some people are going, what? Those numbers don't match. How would somebody receive $70,000, but then when they're dying with $300,000? Well, typically, when you're dying with $300,000, you might have, on average, 3 children that goes to, right? Yeah. And so that's where those numbers tend to break down from there. But those inheritances could be in real estate. It could be in retirement accounts. It could be in after-tax checking savings accounts. It could be in annuities. And so as we move on here, we're going to talk about the different implications of that. But before we do that, we want to offer some ideas of what you can expect if this is you, if you unexpectedly or even expectedly end up becoming the recipient of an inheritance from a loved one or a parent or sibling or anything like that. Number one, and please listen to this closely. Number one, take time to grieve. Often people want to go into work mode because they don't want to deal with their grief. And I get it. I mean, I've been through some significant grief in my life, and it is much easier just to do than to sit. But you need to take time to grieve, because if you don't, that will show up later and it can be in a pretty toxic way. Number two, hopefully an original or a copy of the death certificate for each of the investments that you are the beneficiary of, so that when you need to file the necessary paperwork, they're going to all want to see that death certificate, and so you'll want to have that. Number three, contact a financial professional to guide you. I know a lot of you might be thinking, oh, of course a financial planner would say that. No, listen, I don't care if you ever talk to us. Just if you don't contact a financial professional, good luck. Receiving inheritances is a super complex piece, because it depends on what you're inheriting, what your choices are as you inherit it, tax implications, deferral of taxation. There's a lot into receiving inheritances. And depending upon what you receive, you have to treat it very differently. So your team could consist of a financial planner, which is organizations like us. It could be a CPA, your accounting firm, maybe even an estate planning attorney. These individuals or groups of individuals will help guide you to help you better understand what you've received and the best way to handle it.
You know, one of the things I know we've gone into depth on previous shows, we've touched on this topic, and as you were mentioning, you know, working with a professional, the grief that's going on is it can be very difficult to, you know, these decisions during great times are hard enough to make, and then you add on the grief and the mourning that you're dealing with. It's really important to have an expert working with you there.
Yeah, no, Sean, I appreciate you saying that. As a matter of fact, I've found that as we've walked through grief with our clients, it's best for them not to have to make any major financial decisions. Mm-hmm. Just to basically, on a consistent basis, weekly, monthly, be sitting down with the planner and saying, here's all the paperwork I have.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy to focus on this. Just tell me what to do and I need to move on. So often it's just having that trusted advisor you're meeting with consistently, so that as all that paperwork comes in, which by the way, creates a massive mental burden. As all that paperwork comes in, you don't have to think about it. You just put it into a folder and you bring it in once a week to your advisor. And it's often settling an estate also takes 6 to 12 months. So it can also be this overwhelming aspect. And what we tell people is, as long as you just consistently chip away at it, it'll get done over time.
Good information from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. As always, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, we'd love to get you on the air with Malia and CJ. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 608-321-1310. At 608-321-1310, we'll get you on the show with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll take your call next and we'll talk about the taxes. And there's obviously some things you want to be paying close attention to when it comes to taxes and the possibility of taxes on inheritance. We'll get the details from Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer with retirement plans and 401ks. Great stuff. Again, all on their website, klossfinancial.com. Cool opportunity as well to find sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Let you find out what's going on in the markets with a weekly snapshot email that you get. Also linked to the most recent podcast that up at klossfinancial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We've had some great calls the past couple of weeks. Love to have that continue. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So we're talking this week about inheritance, I've got to guess, taxes. And that's always a question. And Malia, should somebody be concerned about possible taxes on the inheritance?
Yeah, so that's really the first question out of people's mouth, honestly, besides, you know, what do I do next? Yeah. But really, like, is this going to be taxable? And there's a lot of confusion out there. So back to what CJ suggested is really reach out to a financial professional to guide you through this, because it can get pretty tricky depending on what you're inheriting. So you'll be pleasantly surprised to know, though, that inheriting money from a friend or a family member may not cost you a single dollar in federal income tax. So that's really key. You have to also understand that estate taxes, and we're going to repeat this, estate taxes are levied on the value of your of the decedent's assets after the debts have been paid. So if there's you know, associated costs to funerals and, you know, paying off existing credit card debt, whatever that might be, that is going to come out of the decedent's asset first before there's any talk about potential taxes. So what we want everyone to hear loud and clearly is that many times inheritances are not considered income for federal tax purposes if you inherit cash or life insurance or certain investments or property. So said another way, inherited cash or life insurance is income tax free for the inheritor. And I always say generally, because, you know, there's always some little thing out there, but almost 100% of the time. And I would say life insurance, we're not talking annuities here or anything associated with that, but life insurance, pure life insurance, is kind of the last bastion of total income tax free. So please understand that many people use the life insurance, of course, for paying off funeral expenses and things like that. But if there's extra, that might be coming to you tax free. So when we talk about other inherited assets, we have to understand that, let's say you inherit stock or property, that you may receive that portion tax-free. You get the stepped-up basis. And so let's say the value is $100,000. You inherit that, but you don't sell it for a year or two. And when you go to sell it, it's now worth $200,000. You have to understand that any subsequent earnings on property, or as I said, even stocks, any subsequent earnings are taxable unless it had come from a tax-free source. So you have to understand that right out of the gate. There could be some tax on gain, so keep that in mind. Many people sell off the asset, you know, within a few months, and they might not realize any gain. So keep that in mind. Generally, those gains, though, are considered long-term capital gains. So it doesn't matter if you kept the item or property for a day, a week, a year. It is long-term capital gains from the get-go. So that's important to understand. Retirement accounts we'll go into a little later, perhaps further than this, but if you inherit certain retirement accounts, you will need to generally pay income tax on distributions. So when you inherit someone else's IRA or 401k, they have never paid taxes on that money that they put away for their retirement. And this is really, we hear this every single day from people. What do you mean? Why should I have to pay taxes on that? Well, because taxes were never paid. That's simply the way it was. The employers allow you to put away that money, but someday you or your inheritor will have to pay that, your beneficiary, as the money is distributed out. So very important to understand that. It'd be a big surprise if suddenly you just liquidated an inherited IRA, say it had $50,000 in it. Well, guess what? That $50,000 is going to now become part of your income for the year, which could certainly jump you up to a tax bracket you don't want. Hence the reason to talk to a financial professional, make sure you're doing this right. Inheriting annuities, just be very careful. You need to tread carefully on this to understand very often what we see in these situations is gains that are inherited from previous, you know, could be decades of growth. We just had one of these this week that we worked with where someone's sister bequested this to her. So this annuity was taken out I want to say 40 years ago.
Oh.
And the growth on it was about $70,000. So if you just unravel that and the inheritor, or so the beneficiary receives that, suddenly just cashing out could possibly create a huge tax situation. So we just want to understand what you're getting yourself into.
Really important stuff. This morning, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. What about estate tax, Malia?
Yeah, so we have that federal estate tax. And so, and people kind of know some of these numbers as far as tax exemption. So the value of the estate in 2022 would have to exceed $12 million per individual for any federal estate tax to be imposed. So if you're talking about a couple who, you know, passed away, they could actually shield more than $24 million. So these current limits are expected to expire at the end of 2025 or when Congress decides to adjust them. So it's important to understand many, many people don't fall into this situation. We're not trying to raise an alarm. Oh my goodness, you're going to have federal estate tax assessed on your inheritance. But it's good to be aware of, because people are always asking, well, I hear about this gift exclusion amount. How much is that? And we hear the number for 2022 is $16,000. And that is applied towards that federal estate limit. And so it's really important to understand what will be federally estate taxed if you were in those high numbers. And also understand that there are state estate taxes. Ooh. So there are only 17 states at this point, including the District of Columbia, that still levy an estate or inheritance tax. So the good news is Wisconsin does not have an estate tax, but Illinois does. So keep that in mind, because, you know, that generates a lot of revenue every year for the states that do have it. So every state has its own inheritance tax rules, exemption amounts. And so you just need to understand how those rates look as you enter into your own inheritance.
Really fascinating stuff this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Any other notes on that, Malia, that want to make sure folks are aware of?
Well, you know, I just want people to understand that, you know, we like to give you some just things to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. Whenever you receive money that you didn't earn, it seems to spend a lot faster. That's what we see. So resist the urge to spend it all at once. And, you know, I think we hear about the Powerball winners and all this type of thing. Inheritances sometimes can flow through your hands almost as quick. So keep that in mind. Treat the money as if it were your own to start with.
Really important stuff from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Heard CJ earlier mention about inheriting a 401k or an IRA. Oh, Malia also touched on it as well. We get some of the details on that. Also, what if you get a house? What if it's got a mortgage? What do you need to know there? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia. In the meantime, if you haven't been to the website, klossfinancial.com, check it out, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number for Kloss Financial right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this week with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, talking about inheritance. If you missed any part of the program, don't forget you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. That conversation is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. So what about inheriting a retirement account? Is there a process that folks need to follow if they inherit like a 401k or an IRA? And what are some of those first steps people should be making there?
There is. So what you're hearing from, you know, from Malia there as it relates to some of those tax rules is that every asset that you receive could be handled differently. Now, we do this for a living, so in my brain, it just falls into, you know, nice, neat categories. But I remember before I was in the industry, I was like, inherit what? What do you mean inherit different things? I had no idea what this was about. And so they kind of fit into these larger buckets, like you're inheriting hard assets, so real estate or furniture or things like that. And then there's non-retirement accounts, after-tax stocks, annuities, or stocks. And then there's annuities, which have their own set of tax laws. And then there's retirement accounts, which have their own set of tax laws. So this is back to, you're not going to be able to learn what we know in, you know, a 30-minute show here, but we're trying to give you some of the highlights. So yes, you need to be aware of what the process is when you inherit a pre-tax 401k or IRA. You'll likely need to open up a beneficiary or inherited IRA so that the money can be transferred into the new account to preserve its tax-deferred status. Now, again, if this is a pre-tax retirement account, you will have to pay taxes on it, as Malia mentioned before, as it comes out. The key here is that if you put it into an inherited IRA, you have some time. If you don't put it into an inherited IRA and you just call up the custodian and say, here's the paperwork, send me the money, that's fine. You can do that. Nobody's stopping you. Even if you're under 59 and a half, by the way, you can get it all out penalty free. But that all becomes income taxable at one time. Now, if anybody's listened to our show, you know that as of January 1st, 2020, the SECURE Act was passed, which SECURE stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancements. And I know all these dumb RMD or all these acronyms is just unbelievable. But the SECURE Act changed some things. One of the things that it changed is how these inherited retirement accounts are handled. It used to be that you could, quote unquote, stretch them out over your life expectancy. So you'd put it into an inherited IRA, and then you would take minimum distributions over your lifetime as the beneficiary. But now that's changed. Now, if you inherit money from January 1st of 2020 or any time thereafter, and it's a pre-tax retirement account, you have to have all the money out within 10 years after the date of the decedent's death. So, well, not the date, I'm sorry, the end of the calendar year after the decedent's death, but you get the point, within 10 years. So there's three possible strategies. You could just withdraw it out evenly over those 10 years. You could wait until the end of the 10th year to pull it all out, or you could make irregular withdrawals. Or I guess there's even a fourth option, just take it out right away. But it used to be that you could stretch it over a long period of time. Now it's 10 years. Now, note to the wise, some of our CPAs out there might be going, but, there is pending legislation with the IRS right now that basically it's notice 2022-53, and it has to do with the IRS is realizing, oh, shoot, we're not getting the minimum distribution income we were getting anymore from the taxes, and so they're kind of like going back on things and saying, we might impose a minimum distribution over that 10-year time frame. So you still want to keep in your brain, if I inherit money, it's a retirement account, I've got to get it all out within 10 years. As I pull it out, it becomes income taxable. But there's some pending legislation that might require for certain individuals that they might have to take a minimum distribution along the way if the original grantor had already reached RMD age. That's, by the way, a super nerdy comment. If somebody doesn't understand what I'm saying, that's fine. Most people won't. But you can call our office if you have questions. Really? Now, Sean, I'm rambling a little bit. Forgive me. We had someone call into our office thinking they were calling into the radio station. Oh. And they submitted a question.
Oh, fantastic.
So do you mind me throwing that out there?
That'd be perfect.
Okay. So the question was, with our retirement accounts down $10,000 in the market right now, my wife and I stopped putting money into our retirement accounts. Is that the right thing to do? I don't know who this individual is, but oh, I love this question. I love this question. I had somebody call me the other day and say, why would I continue saving when I put the money in and poof, it's gone? Right? Poof, it's gone. Such a great question. But let me put it in more practical terms. Do you want to buy a house when it's at its peak value or its bottom value?
Bottom.
Right.
Good answer.
Yes.
So, yes, I understand what you're experiencing psychologically is very challenging, mm-hmm. but no doubt about it, every dollar that goes in is purchasing more shares. It is, it has actually greater growth potential than all the dollars you put in last year. And therefore, the worst thing you could do is stop saving into your retirement accounts right now. I mean, the worst thing you could do. Now, thank you for the call, by the way. I'm not trying to, you know, pound on this person who called in, but I do want to be extremely clear. Do not stop your retirement account contributions. If anything, double down. Because again, you're buying cheaper shares, just like buying a cheaper home.
Important stuff there. Speaking of homes, before we get to the Costco's question, let's talk about, that's a great question too, the caller had. Mortgage, yeah. Let's say I inherit a house. Let's say it's got a mortgage. What do I need to know?
Yeah, I'll keep this short. So if you inherit a house with a mortgage, then you also inherit the mortgage repayments. The bank actually has the right to request the payment of the loan in full from the beneficiary. And ideally, you would have enough assets to pay off the home so you can inherit it in full. Now, just real quick comment on this. Banks don't typically, you know, default the loan. They'll typically work with the inheritors to figure out, you know, keeping their payments going or who's going to end up owning the home. So banks are not in the business of just, you know, give me my money now. They don't generally end up doing that, although they could. Secondarily, some people go, oh my goodness, so I can inherit debt. This is terrible. Mm. Not really. I mean, so if your parents have a home that's worth $200,000 and they have a $100,000 mortgage remaining on it, and you have a mortgage and you don't want those mortgage payments, just sell it, right?
Yeah.
You still inherited value. It's just you also inherited the debt, which you have to sell it to get rid of that debt.
Yep.
So it's one of the reasons why we tell our retirees, don't have a mortgage if possible, right?
Yes.
So that then when your kids inherit this, they don't have to immediately figure out if they're going to sell it or not. They have some time to think about it.
Really important nuances, an important thing as far as perspectives as well from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. You're also want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. True or false? Inherited life insurance is taxable. 442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to the Home Depot. Again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
You too.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.